Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Cooking is an act of love, according to the film star Sophia Loren. So with Valentine's Day around the corner, Brian McDermott is here with some ideas about how you can create a romantic meal for the love of your life. Now, Brian has experience of this for maybe a few reasons, but one of them is because he cooked a special dinner for Daniel and Magella O'Donnell's wedding anniversary, where they renewed their vows. And Brian, we're okay to talk about this because there were some lovely photographs that they published online, and we saw you with the O'Donnell's and you were there and you cooked for them. It looked like a lovely occasion.
Yeah, it was. And you know, every time you meet Daniel and Magella, they're just genuine. They're lovely, beautiful people. And this was a very special evening for them. So naturally, you know, I've kept it very quiet until such times as they decided to put it out there. You know, they renewed their vows. It was special. But you know, when you talk about cooking a romantic meal, you know, my role that night was very simple. It was stay in the background with, of course, my wife and my girls. And you know, there's nice trust in that, because you stay in the background, you let everything develop. But of course, you're trying to not make noise in the kitchen, because as everyone will know from the show, they have the most beautiful kitchen that's open planned. And I walked in, I'm like, oh yes, I'm not leaving. You know, it had the gadgets that I wanted, and you know, and just a gorgeous evening.
So you got to cook in there. What did you make?
Well, look, the menu, I think Daniel had a big part in the menu, and you know, and what Daniel says goes, as far as I'm concerned.
He's the boss,
yeah,
he?
I think so. And you know, he wanted to keep it that Magella would have a nice evening, knowing she was going to dress up, he was going to dress up. Both of them looked absolutely stunning and beautiful. So, you know, we started off very simple, but I think one request of the night that stands out for me was baked Alaska. And I thought, wow, it's one of my favourite desserts. It's nostalgic. It takes you back. And, you know, and I did it in a way that it was presented on the table. It had the meringue top browned, and you lifted it to the centre of the table. And it was almost like you just let them take what they want from it. And I wasn't, you know, I'm not judging who's going to have one, two or three
portions.
So
you just let them dig in.
Absolutely. That's the style of dessert.
Turned out okay, did it?
It did, actually. Yeah, no baked Alaska. And then I remember, of course, I've got three girls with Brenda, my wife, and Niamh and Aoife. And, you know, when I came back up, they're like, our hearts was in our mouth. I said, what's wrong with you? And we're thinking the meringue is going to slip onto the beautiful suit or the beautiful, you know, dress that Magella was wearing. But of course, none of that thankfully happened. And it hadn't even entered my head, to be quite honest with you.
And go back then, main course. What did you do for main course?
Well, look, main course wise, we just had a beef dish, beef Wellington.
Yeah, lovely. And again, that's a great dish.
Yeah, really nice to serve, because, you know, you have it and it's wrapped in the pastry, it's got the stuffing, and, you know, you're trying to judge then, you know, do I do this medium to rare, and kept it nice and safe at a nice medium. And look, it was enjoyed, as you can see from Magella's tweet, it was enjoyed by all. So
yeah,
we were happy.
Lovely. Right, well, let's talk about creating a romantic meal. So we're not going out for dinner here now. We're staying at home, and we're creating the vibe at home.
Yeah. And look, people seem to find this difficult to do. But what I think about a night like this is, first of all, you know the person because you've obviously spent time with them at this stage. And think to yourself, if we were out in a restaurant, what type of restaurant? What's their favourite dish? What do we like about that restaurant, from the ambience to the music? How can you recreate that in a home setting? And we tend not to do it. I know we certainly do it a little bit more now since COVID times, but it's looking at, can I dim the lights? But more importantly, decide upon a menu that, you know, your partner is going to like, and have a little bit of surprise in there. And it is, make it an occasion, announce that you're going to do it, almost invite them and say, look, I'm cooking, and we're cooking, whether it's the 14th or this long weekend, and then do up a little menu. And whether that's a WhatsApp message just saying, oh, you're invited to this and this is the menu, knowing what they like, and then plan it and make sure, if you're cooking, that you're not stuck in the kitchen and you're leaving someone on their own at the table for the whole night.
Can we instruct the other person in this relationship to do the meal? Can we do, is that allowed in the romantic rules?
I would say, Claire, you'll win with that one, certainly. I tell you, I don't think I could win an argument in that house.
Listen, given that I cook, you know, 360 days a year, it might be nice for someone else to take it over.
You could suggest it.
Just looking at the date, because Valentine's Day is on a Tuesday this year, this is a really good year to do it, because you're not going to go out and get a babysitter, probably. You might do it the weekend before, but the night of Valentine's, this is a good idea, I think, this year when it falls during the week.
I totally agree. And I think if you are going to do it, you know, if you have put the menu together and you're saying, look, hands up, I'm doing it, do it within your limitations and try and get as much of it done as possible, even the day or the evening before, mm-hmm. you know, and on that morning if you're free that day, so that you're taking the type of food that kind of tearing and sharing and ripping into and enjoying, and together you're eating it. And also you have to think a lot more. You have to think not just the ambience, you have to think the music. And, you know, one thing is a pet hate for me is scented candles, because I think that's going to overpower each and every dish that's going to be cooked. And all you're going to smell is this false, fake smell, perfumey.
I love a smelly candle.
Well, not on a night that you're cooking
maybe
food.
Not,
I think
maybe
the food
not.
Should be the aroma that's taking place.
So you said there earlier, make sure you're not slaving in the kitchen the whole way through this, because that's not going to be much fun for anybody. So how do you avoid that?
That's in the choice of your dishes. So what I've gone for is it's a table of two. And if you're a typical table of four or six at home, decide what corner of that table you're going to use and dress it that way. Have room in the middle of the table, because if you're arriving and you're thinking whether it's a glorified cottage pie, a nice sharing dish that has maybe lamb in it like a hot pot, has the potato on it, so there's no serving separate dishes, leave room in the middle of that table and get it in there as that style of, you know, go and take what you want, because God forbid you would decide you're going to serve a portion a certain size, expect someone to eat it, or they didn't eat it and you're going, oh God, they didn't like it. What's wrong? So that taken as you want is a nice way to do it, and mm-hmm. it just avoids any upset.
So a good make-ahead dish then, something that you can do the day before?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why, you know, in our suggestions, and we're going to share lots of recipes online for this one this week, because it's taken everything from a cottage pie to the likes of, you know, a chicken, a stir fry, if you're thinking something lighter. Somebody's on a health drive since January, they've continued it. Do a stir fry. How are you successful at a stir fry? It is definitely showcased. That one's got to be done in front. And it is making sure with a stir fry, you don't add all the vegetables into one bowl and all of those into a wok. One by one, you add your vegetables so that they stay crunchy, crisp, and don't end up a soggy mess, because that is a disaster for Valentine's.
This is news to me, Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
And add them in separately.
No, you got to, you know, and well, the way I look at a stir fry is, first of all, as you say, the likes of carrots, you've got to start with oil, infuse the flavour of the oil, okay, whether it's ginger, garlic, and a bit of chilli if you wish on a night like that, just to heaten and spice things up a little bit. Then add in the hardest vegetable, Nick. So for me, it's the Juliana carrot, the little florets of broccoli, not loads of bean sprouts that are full of water, you know, and not those pre-mixes that you buy.
Yeah, because they're going to cook just too quickly.
They're just going to go to a soggy mess. And then really you're only locking about 30 seconds to a minute between each vegetable, sweet peppers, red onions, finish it off, zest of lemon, little bit of soy sauce, not too much, and that's a success to a stir fry.
So now I'm told that all of your recipes, and you have supplied a lot, which is great, lots of ideas, they're all up on the website rt.ie/todaycb. They're there now, so people can go and have a look at the tear and share focaccia with rosemary and cheese, the classic pesto with focaccia, crispy prawn dippers. That sounds like work.
No, fish, prawns, seafood. Okay, if you want to elevate the night, okay, because we go on holidays occasionally, and if we're away, I think people eat more seafood out of this country than they do in it.
You're
we're an island,
right,
we need to remind ourselves of that. The fish is probably past them on the flight and the way out, leaving this country. So, you know, let's look at what we have and we have here. And if you are, and you will know if your partner likes seafood, and if they like it, we always talk about prawns or lobsters. Like, oh God, no, we couldn't have that for two reasons. Number one, maybe not affordability, but prawns are accessible and reasonable. The way to cook them is less is more, and for this particular dish what I'm saying is not deep fat frying, heat and warm a little bit of shallow quality rapeseed oil in a bowl. We're going to have corn flour to that, we're going to add in some spices, cayenne, a little bit of paprika to it, then I'm going to have some sesame seeds and some ginger, and really you're going to dip your prawns into the corn flour. So you're creating almost like a tempura style, very light. I actually did this at the weekend and I got loads of reaction on social media because you could see the prawns through the batter. That's the secret success to this. And when you're just using corn flour and not adding the liquid to it, it's going to crisp up, protect the prawn, and then inside you have the little bit of spice. And then I put toasted sesame seeds on it, some lime squeezed over the top of it, and almost like you're sitting in Spain, create a little sort of ceramic pot of that, or even a pre-starter just at the start, and you're eating into them. You get this burst of sweetness, saltiness, not difficult at all.
Beautiful. And your oil is very hot, is it, when you're
cooking?
Yeah,
well, it's getting up to, as I always say, when there's life in it. And the way to test oil, because we need to be very, very careful here, if you want to use a deep fat fryer, you can, because it's got a built-in safety. immunity mechanism. But if it's just shallow frying, which is what I'm recommending, take a little bit of breadcrumb or a corner of bread and just let it fall into the oil. And if it kind of floats in the top and kind of you hear this little kss, well, that's it sort of ready. You know, it's not, if it sinks to the bottom, the oil is not warm enough.
Mm-hmm. And if it's not warm enough,
you're gonna be scraping the prawns from the bottom.
Oh, lovely.
The coating's gonna have left them, and guess what? The start of the night's a disaster.
The romance is out the window.
Forget it. You're going to bed early.
Not for any reason that you might be interested in. What are you dipping the prawn into?
Corn flour with a little bit of seasoning in there. So we've got paprika, we've got cayenne pepper.
Are you dipping it in?
I like a little lemon mayonnaise, something simple. Yeah, you know, we tend to stay away from garlics on night like that for obvious reasons, don't we? I don't know what's going on with the lights, they're dimming in the studio. I don't know what you're planning, but
don't worry. Listen, let's talk about dessert, because I like this one because it's very simple, and I think that pretty much everybody will like a vanilla and lemon cheesecake. You're not giving us any chocolate options here.
No, because I think it's easy, and I think when it comes to chocolate, we go with mousse and we put it in the fridge, and I think people will you know, go there and find out, or they have a favourite recipe there. Can be a little bit heavy because we still are in winter, so that's why I'm going with a little bit of lamb or maybe beef or the stir fry style options. But what is creamy about a cheesecake? Keeping it light, not having a setting agent in there. Go with your digestive biscuit style crumb, little bit of butter into the base, and then all I'm doing after that is taking good quality cream cheese and I'm whipping it, lightening it up, but it can break down. Ice and sugar is going into that, and double cream. So don't whip the double cream separately. I think that's where people go wrong. All into one bowl, zest a lemon, good quality vanilla. You're going to have creaminess, zestiness. It's going to freshen up at the end of a meal, and it's light and it's creamy. But do allow about 30 minutes before serving dessert, because I don't know about you, I probably overeat.
Yeah, we all do. Isn't that the problem? Are you making that cheesecake the day before as well?
Definitely. Definitely. And it will not in any way stiffen up as a cheesecake. Just cling film over the top of it. Why? Just to prevent it taking on any unnecessary smells in your fridge. And then take it out for at least a half an hour and let it come up to room temperature. Because cheesecake straight from the fridge, to me, arguably not that nice.
You lose all the flavour, don't you?
It's just beautiful.
I just want to reverse back a little bit to our main course, because cottage pie is something that I think for many people is a bit of a midweek dinner, not particularly special, but you're saying you can elevate it.
Yeah, because it's comfort. And again, if you find that comfort in someone, and then if you're going to elevate it, so if it has the mash top, make sure it's really buttery, or add in a good quality cheddar cheese, something that is just going to lift it, enrich it, but also add a little bit of mustard, just a tablespoon at the end of making the base of the cottage pie, not Dijon. Dijon can be hot and fiery and peppery, gets a little bit more creamy as well. It looks slightly split in there. So for me, maybe a middle ground of a good French mustard. And when you work that in, you're getting the peppery, robust flavour coming out of that. And it's a point where you just go, oh, that's not
slightly
the standard
different
Wednesday night one. What's different about that? And that's really just taking something that's comforting, classic, can go in the middle of the table. You know your partner loves and likes and is maybe the favourite. You've elevated it and both people are happy.
And a side with that is?
Side, because you've got potatoes on it, you not necessarily need it. So what I've suggested in the whole menu collection this week is maybe introduce the likes of a patatas bravas, which is just your diced potato, tomatoes, maybe bring in an Irish chorizo, fry it in alongside it. Have that as well with a little sort of dip in mayonnaise as a kind of pre-starter surprise element, because remember, you've invited, you've shown off the menu, you've talked this up, so there still has to be a little element of surprise, and do dress well for the occasion, of course.
No pressure. Brian, thank you so much. Brian McDermott, bringing the romance to the Today programme. Today, Brian, we'll see you again very soon, and happy Valentine's Day to you when it comes around. We'll have the gathering for you very shortly on the programme. We'll take a break.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.